Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Matty Alou. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Billy Pierce. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. Banks moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards the mound. Cardwell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Rogers reaches second base with a double. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers scores. Bertel moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey fires to second and picks off Bertel for the out. One out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-1 in the game. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Landrum moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-1 in the game. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertel moves to second. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hubbs hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Alou chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hiller. Hiller fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Hiller. Bertel scores. Hubbs moves all the way to home. It's 4-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou bunts towards the mound. Cardwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Alou moves to second. Two outs. Tom Haller pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Garibaldi now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garibaldi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays is hit by the pitch. Hiller moves to second. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a pop-up towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. Cardwell moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardwell scores. Hubbs moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 2 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou is hit by the pitch. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Pagan is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carl Bowles pinch hits for Bob Garibaldi. Carl Bowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Altman reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo strikes out. 1 out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rogers is walked intentionally. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bertel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Rogers moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keen fields it, tags Bertel and throws to first to double up Cardwell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.